Rooted revelation.
You can't handle the truth.
The New World Order.
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. It is March 13th, 2024. Welcome. If you didn't check it out already, please check out episode 72 of Tuesdays with Perry that I published last night. We had a great conversation. Perry and I talked about all the fiscal issues facing the country in this election year. So anyway, getting into the headlines here, Trump and Biden clinched the nominations, which was expected. I don't know where Biden is getting his support. It's people throwing in behind the establishment. So the political establishment is Joe Biden. And I don't know, the electoral sentiment has been anti-establishment. I don't know, people are just folding under the weight and the power of the established political system, for lack of a better word. If you didn't know, your car is surveilling you. You don't have to have one of those progressive thumb drives in your car for your car to monitor you for insurance companies. It's happening already. Most cars have all the electronics in there and that communicate with the insurance companies. All the data goes to the car makers and the car makers sell that data to the insurance company. That broke in the New York Times. Also, RFK Jr. Is looking at VP picks for a running mate. All conspiracy theorists, supposedly. Andrew Tate, the online influencer and self-described misogynist, I guess you could say. He was facing legal troubles in Romania, and he is, well, the UK is looking to have him extradited back to the UK for rape charges. I don't even think it's really rape. It's sexual aggression, whatever that is. So it sounds very similar to what happened to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. So, and also the CCP, the Communist Party of China, is warning the U.S. over the TikTok ban. And there'll be more tech news as well. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Leave a comment. Share the podcast. So let's get in to the other headlines. Oh, my goodness. Barron's is reporting dividends hit a record. Another big year is coming. So if you don't know exactly what's happening here these days, is that the economy, the big tech, the world you know is being constructed to benefit the elites. And it's easy to figure out exactly how this is happening. That's why you're having sort of a Luddite revolution, because the way I've been talking about this is that what you have to be concerned with, not just as a libertarian, but just as a citizen of your country, is growing authoritarianism, because combine that with a global catastrophe or crisis, that's when the authoritarianism could go on steroids and go full out. So the economy that's being built now is an economy that benefits the elites. We know that. And here in Barron, this headline is showing that dividends hit record high. So for the investment class, I mean, it's good for your 401k, but the majority of investors, especially in the technology and in the business that matter, the majority of those people are elite. Multimillionaires, billionaire class. And so you have to look at it in that context with the emergent technology and everything that you sign on with, is that it's benefiting the elites. That's why they're making the money. It seems like everybody else, the middle class and the lower class, poor class, are going backwards, but the rich keep getting richer, as the saying goes. Wall Street Journal is reporting high-stakes rematches set as Biden-Trump clinch party nominations. Race grows heated as candidates trade sharp insults. I don't know how sharp the insults are. It's basically the establishment, the elite candidate, the candidate for the political elite, which is Joe Biden. He is fronting for the establishment, as is the Democratic Party. And what they're doing is they're using woke policies to keep you off balance and distracted. Metro UK is reporting Putin says he's ready to launch nuclear weapons if anyone dares to threaten Russia. And he goes on to say, I don't know what's happening here. You got to excuse me here. It's always something. Last night, the Tuesdays with Perry episode was plagued with glitches as well. Anyway, Vladimir Putin has said that Russia is ready to resort to nuclear weapons if need be. In a chilling interview with state-owned television yesterday at the Kremlin, he said a doctrine allows for the use of nuclear attacks if there is a perceived danger to the country's statehood, sovereignty, or independence. From a military technical point of view, we are, of course, ready, the Russian president told TV presenter Dmitry Kezalev. The nuclear missiles are constantly in a state of combat readiness. Well, not surprising there. This is what happens. I don't know what's happening here. I'm having a hard time switching between apps. Reuters is reporting Romanian court approves request to extradite internet personality Andrew Tate. And Andrew, come on, man. Andrew Tate, the Reuters is reporting Romanian court has approved the request from Britain to extradite internet personality Andrew Tate, but postponed doing so until Romanian trial proceedings finish. If you didn't know what was going on, he's being persecuted. So the court said on Tuesday it had also ruled that Tate and his brother Tristan should be released from the police custody immediately. The Tates had been detained for 24 hours pending a ruling on the British arrest warrant. The Court of Appeals said in a statement that if the rules to execute the arrest warrant and to postpone handing over the requested person until a final verdict in the criminal case argued in the Bucharest court, Tate and his brother Tristan were detained on Monday night on allegations of sexual aggression dating back to 2012 through 2015. Oh my God. I'm having real problems here. So we're going to keep going on. Aaron Rodgers, New York Times is reporting Aaron Rodgers and Jesse Ventura top RFK Jr.'s list for running mate. Mr. Kennedy said he had been speaking with the Jets quarterback pretty continuously in the past month. Robert F. Kennedy has recently approached the NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura about serving as his running mate on an independent presidential ticket, and both have welcomed the overtures. Two people familiar with the discussions have said. And they're both anti-vaxxers. So that's all you really need to know about that. Jesse Ventura actually hosted a program on the Discovery Channel called Conspiracy Theory or Conspiracies or something of the sort. Mediaite Speaker Mike Johnson surprised by Ken Buck's retirement. I didn't know it was coming. None of us knew it was coming, actually, which was a little disturbing to find out that Ken Buck, who's a never-Trumper and voted for impeachment and voted against Trump every single time, voted for all these Democrat bills, he's a rhino. basically. A Never Trumper, a Rhino, a neocon, you can go on and on and on. Ken Buck, as well as Nikki Haley, should probably go over to the Democratic Party, but he's retiring specifically to give the Democrats an edge in the new election. And so it'll make it easier for the Democrats to regain the House, because it appears more and more likely that Trump, even with the cheat, is going to overwhelm the ballot boxes and become elected president. So they're moving to Plan B. They're moving to secure the Senate and the House, particularly the House, because the Senate seems to be, or is, seems to be started to be taken over by MAGA, which isn't surprising at all. Yeah, I don't know what happened here. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, a Republican of Louisiana, said he was surprised by Representative Ken Buck, a Republican, so-called Republican of Colorado, decision to resign from Congress, indicating that Buck did not give him a heads up before announcing his impending retirement on Tuesday. I'm sure he told the DNC, though. And he goes on to say, I was surprised by Ken's announcement. Looking forward to talking to him about that. I didn't know it was coming. Buck's retirement shrinks the GOP majority in the House from 6 to 5, 218 to 213. Asked how he plans to manage his already unruly caucus with an even smaller majority, Johnson said the strategy is still the same. Build a consensus, build a coalition together. Build, build, build. Yahoo Finance. Getting into some tech news here, Google won't let you use its Gemini AI to answer questions about an upcoming election in your country. So this is from Jagmeet Singh. So I guess this person's talking about India, and it might very well be India. That doesn't surprise me either. The elite control tech. They invested in tech. The elite are pushing AI to displace you as a worker and displace your life. They're trying to put you under control using social credit scores and other means. Not surprising. CNBC is reporting world's first major act to regulate AI passed by European lawmakers. This isn't going to be, this is going to displace humans. The Europeans are going to make it look like they don't want it to displace humans, but that's its purpose. The European Union's Parliament on Wednesday approved the first major set of regulatory ground rules to govern the mediatized artificial intelligence at the forefront of tech investment. Tech investment made by the elite class, as we said, the ones paying the dividends. The biggest dividend ever. And this year sets to be another record breaker. The EU brokered provisional political consensus in early December, and it was then endorsed in the Parliament Wednesday session with 523 votes in favor, 46 against, and 49 cast votes. Europe is now a global standard setter in AI, so they say. I'm not really believing that at all. It's the same thing. They try to block tech, and they block tech in the wrong sense. Like, you can't have free speech, but don't worry, we're going to regulate AI. The mediatized AI, not AI that's coming for your job in the private sector. AFP, China warns proposed TikTok ban will come back to bite us. Bite US, I should say. And they go on to say, Beijing warned on Wednesday that a proposed ban on Chinese-owned video sharing app TikTok would inevitably come back to bite the United States. The U.S. House of Representatives set to vote later Wednesday on a bill that would force the app to cut ties with Chinese owner or get banned in the United States. The legislation is the biggest threat yet to the video sharing app, which has surged to huge popularity across the world while raising fears among governments and security officials over its Chinese ownership and potential subservience to the Chinese Communist Party. Indeed. However, the current bill is open-ended with tech regulation, which means it can just ban websites. It could ban content. It gives the government open-handed authority over the internet, what's published on the internet and who uses the internet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is a terrible, terrible bill. Inception attacks on Meta VR headsets can trap users in a fake VR environment, researchers found. Researchers called the strategy an Inception attack, which they defined as an attack where the attacker controls and manipulates the user's interaction with their VR environment by trapping the user inside a single malicious VR application that masquerades as the full VR system. So what you think you're in can be hacked. It's just hacking your environment. It's the same thing that basically happens in modern contemporary propaganda. Is your belief of your environment isn't necessarily reality. So, and the fact is that they're bolstering your reliance on your subjective perception. That's the problem, because your subjective perception is not reality. It's just your perception. You have to match that up with what other people are looking at as a check to any misperceptions you might have. Bloomberg is reporting gold medalist coders build an AI that can do their job for them. A new startup called Cognition AI can turn a user's prompt into a website or video game. So basically, they're teaching AI to code. So much for learn coding. That was the old mantra about people getting displaced out of their manufacturing jobs, etc. The famous mantra by legislators and other politicians were learn to code. But now it doesn't matter if you learn to code, because you too will be displaced by AI. Teaching AI to be a programmer is actually a very deep algorithmic problem that requires the system to make complex decisions and look a few steps into the future to decide what route it should pick. It's almost like this game that we've been playing in all of our minds for years, and now there's a chance to code it into an AI system. Teaching an AI to code, or teaching an AI to learn to code, because that's basically what it's doing. It's machine learning. The drawback is that it can only learn from things on the internet. A lot of the real world things is not really learning. One of the big claims Cognition AI is making with Devin is that the company has hit on a breakthrough in the computer's ability to reason. Reasoning in AI speak means that the system can go beyond predicting the next word in a sentence or the next snippet in a line of code towards something more akin to thinking and rationalizing in a way around problems. The argument in AI land is that reasoning is the next big thing that will advance the industry, and lots of the startups are making various boasts about their ability to do this type of work. There you go. Bloomberg is also reporting physical intelligence is building a brain for robots. Physical intelligence, which is a new technological startup, is building software intended to power robots that can learn from a wide range of tasks. Basically, this is the same. It's building AI, but a specific AI to power robots, like a universal robotic AI that they're trying to build. Physical intelligence's thesis is that the time is right for a new approach to building robotics AI models. The company looks to merge the techniques used to build language models with its own techniques of controlling and constructing machines. The end goal would be to create an AI that works as a type of general purpose robotic system. Like I said, a universal robotics AI that whatever the robotics company, they could just basically take this robotics AI and plug it in. The New York Post is reporting your car is secretly spying on you and driving your insurance rates through the roof. And this is all from a New York Times article, which I'm going to get to in just a second. Drivers of cars manufacturer General Motors, Ford, Honda, and other popular brands say their insurance rates went through the roof after the company sent data about their driving behavior to issuers without their knowledge. And this was planned way a long time ago. People were wondering why there was an internet hookup in the car that you weren't necessarily using, and that there were there was technology in the car to collect all your driving data. And then it's supposed to, oh, don't worry, we're giving it to the manufacturer to improve your driving, or the car to improve its driving on its own or whatever. Basically, it was sent to insurance companies. And Dahl, 65, is a Seattle area businessman who told the New York Times that his car insurance costs rose 21%, as ours did, in 2022 after GM's OnStar smart driver computerized system installed in his Chevy Bolt collected information about particulars of his driving habits. Dahl said that his insurance agent told him the price increase was based on data collected by the LexisNexis, which compiled a report tracking each and every time he and his wife drove their Chevy Bolt over a six-month period. Then the New York Times story, automakers are sharing consumers' driving behavior with insurance companies. LexisNexis, which generates consumer risk profiles for insurers, knew about every trip GM drivers had taken in their cars, including when they sped, braked too hard, and accelerated rapidly. And in this article by Kashmir Hill, more than 130 pages detailing each time he and his car, and this is talking again about Mr. Dahl, he and his wife had driven the Bolt over the previous 6 months, including dates of 640 trips, their start and end times, the distance driven, and accounting of any speeding, hard braking, or sharp accelerations. Sharp accelerations, that's a gray area. Who's going to determine what's a sharp acceleration and what isn't? Or hard braking and what isn't? All I do is sharp accelerations and hard braking. That's how I drive. The only thing it didn't have is where the car had driven, because that's private. On Thursday morning in June, for example, the car had been driven 7.33 miles in 18 minutes. There have been two rapid accelerations and two incidents of hard braking, which is all part of normal driving. Connecticut NBC armed citizen patrols in Hartford amid violence concerns. Well, this is interesting. Certainly very interesting. Is to understand here that in my state, in the capital of my state, Hartford, which is a shithole. Sorry, Hartford. It's just a shithole. It's really, it's one of the most crime-ridden cities. And that's where our capital is. In any sense, they're armed, legally armed people patrolling the streets of Hartford, which is, I think, excellent. I'll just get into the story. Organizers say the people will be legally carrying as they walk around parts of the city where violence has taken a toll. And if you know anything about Connecticut, you may not, is that it's a concealed carry state. You can't carry openly. You can conceal carry if you get a permit, and that permit allows you to buy handguns. And there's also a rifle permit, which doesn't allow you to conceal carry. And you can buy rifles, but you can't buy handguns and you can't conceal carry. So there are two types of licenses which you need to apply for before making a purchase. And when I got my license, it took close to a year. Was it a year? 8 months? 8 or 10 months, I think it was. Which I'm still waiting for my suppressor tax stamp, and I don't know. It's been over a year. It's been close to a year for that, so... They say there's no rhyme or reason, still. Second Amendment is the rhyme or reason that it shouldn't be delayed. And hey, I'm all for a two-week, and the Connecticut used to have two-week waiting period. I was no problem for that. It's a cool-down period. It's great, but 8 months? Come on. What if someone's stalking you? What if you're in fear for your life? You have to wait 8 months to be able to defend yourself? In any case, it goes on to say this story in NBC Connecticut. It was important to come out here because we believe that we have to keep the community safe, keep the community clean, and we're doing this by being out here for a few hours. So it's more like vigilante justice. It's not like Guardian Angels in New York City. They had like a uniform, and so people knew they were out there watching. Here, I guess you just have people walking around in street clothes with concealed carry. I don't know. They should have some sort of identification, neighborhood watch or something. It was important to come out here because we believe that we have to keep the community safe. This goes on to say, we are legally armed and we are patrolling, says Cornell Lewis, the founder of the Self-Defense Brigade. The people on Garden Street came to us and asked us for help. Well, good for them. That's it for me today. I hope it wasn't that long. Trying to keep these to a half an hour or so. Thanks for joining me today, March 13th, this Wednesday. Join me tomorrow, Rudy's Revelation. I did have some parting words. Not sure what I was going to talk about here. Most of this stuff we already know. Don't forget you're under attack psychologically, biologically. Don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a comment, share the podcast. And don't be surprised that you're being surveilled. As I always said, it's the growing authoritarianism in government that you have to worry about. And it's really the fascist private-public partnership. Because all they need is like a new 9/11, a global crisis to put everything into play. All right, that's it for me today. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you tomorrow.
Rudy's Revelation.
This is a conspiracy.
The New World Order. The New World Order. The New World. The New World Order.
Let's go, Brandon.